Hey, it's 7201. Do you guys still have a mechanic in the room with you? I wanted to run something by that.
I do. What's the question?
So on a lot of these 3000 series buses, when you park at a layover, you can kick the door handle just to the back door only, and then that way, you know, you can come and go through the back door. The two times that I've done that so far today, I've lost air when I go to fire it back up. My tanks are almost empty. And so there's got to be some kind of slight leak, you know, from that back door there. Just kind of wondering about how to write that up.
I'm asking just a moment. So when you kick that rear door open, then it's losing air?
Right. So it's not, and it's not enough to where that it's audible. But it's, you know, so you kick the handle for that rear door and then just leave it like that for the layover. And it's pretty common practice to do so on buses that, because then you can come back up and just either, you know, tap the door and it'll open up right away on a 3500, or like with other 3000, you might have to pull on it a tish, but then it'll open. But yeah, so then, and then when I leave that handle like that for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, come back and the tanks are empty.
Yeah, I'm not talking with a mechanic here. I don't think that's protocol on how we should be doing that. So you're leaving the master switch on then, correct?
I'm sorry, I caught the first part of what you said. What was the second part?
Yeah, so you're leaving the master switch in the on position, correct?
Correct, for back door only, correct.
Yeah, I don't think we want to leave that on. We want it to be in the off position when you're not on the bus. And then just leave the air off, and you can manually push open and close the front door is what we normally would do.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 714.